It's time again to find out what Ed has said.
Hello, everybody. Here's another episode of What Ed Has Said with me, your host, Eddie. This is episode 6 of this here podcast. Going strong. And what I wanted to talk about today was, well, something that happened recently, my first day of senior year. It didn't go exactly how I planned it to go. It didn't exactly go how I expected it to go, but nothing ever does. So I'm used to it. You have to cope with that because that's the reality of life. You can only expect the unexpected. Enough of that. So, it was, well, overall, I think it was a good day. All my teachers were pretty chill. The morning was kind of hectic. We were minutes late. And when you're trying to get to school on time, every minute adds up. It really does. I don't know what it is. It might be traffic, it might be something else, but if you're even 5 minutes late, you feel it. It's terrible. Well, yeah, pretty much. I gotta focus. Oh man, I've been out of it for a while. I don't really have anything planned right now. I'm just gonna talk about what happened in my day, moment for moment. We arrive at school at 7:30. I rush to see my name on the poster, to see where I'm supposed to go, which room I'm supposed to go. My physics class. I speed walk to my physics class. I walk in, and there are a whole bunch of unfamiliar faces. I walk to the back of the room to see where I'm supposed to be sitting. There's hardly any seats, but there's one table. There's one table with no seats whatsoever. So I grab a chair from somewhere else and I put it in there, and there I am, sitting at a table, all by myself. And I gotta tell you, it's not a very nice feeling. It makes you feel kind of pathetic, actually. But I'm pretty sure we've all been there. Now, I'm sitting there and the teacher is handing out the schedules for the day. I'm waiting to get mine, but mine never comes to me. And the teacher says, hey, I don't have your schedule, but the computer says that you're in my class, so go to the gym and get your schedule. You'll probably come back in 20 minutes. Boy, was he wrong. I missed the entire first period, waiting in that line. And frankly, I'm kind of relieved that I did, because apparently they weren't going to do much. They were just going to do some math test or something, and I really didn't feel like doing math on the first day. So, I guess I kind of saved myself out of that. I'm waiting in line, and for what seemed like an hour, when I finally get inside the gym, and then it turns out that I have to wait in two other lines. So I do. I get my schedule. I notice that there are a couple familiar faces. I don't say hi to them. I don't even wave at them, because there's this kind of thing where I don't know. After there has been a long time since I've seen any friends or seen people that I know, it's almost as if they're strangers again. I don't know if any of you kind of feel this, but it's almost as if I'm not as comfortable approaching them or talking to them, because it's been a long time. And even though the changes that we've gone through over the span of 6 weeks aren't really substantial, I still feel scared, as if I was talking to someone that I barely knew. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess that might just be me, but it might be a whole bunch of you. I don't know. I get my schedule, I go to the second period of the day, which is my English class. And the teacher there, her name is Miss Allison. And if you go to the school, you know her. But let's be honest, you all go to the school that I go to, because nobody who doesn't know me is listening to this. Miss Allison is quite a character. She really is. I remember when I first saw her, I was probably sitting in human geography class. She walks in. She's this Caucasian lady with dreadlocks. So that's something that caught me off guard right off the bat. And she had this sort of personality that was kind of like, well, I don't know. It seemed like she didn't really care about what other people thought of her. So she said sort of things that you wouldn't hear any other teacher say. She would curse because, you know, she teaches seniors. So why censor it in front of them if they've heard worse? So she's introducing herself. She goes on about how she's an only child and her parents are also only children, which is a pretty neat fact. I mean, what are the odds of that ever happening, you know? And she gets pretty political. She starts talking about immigration. And at that point, I'm just thinking, when are we going to do something about writing or whatever, you know? Not to say that I wasn't interested in what she had to say or what her opinion was, but I was kind of getting a little bored, you know, I want something to do. And finally, she gives us a writing prompt and we have to write an essay on whether we should implement a drinking license, a license that you would have to take a test for, read a manual for, to acquire that license. And you can only purchase alcoholic drinks with this license. Personally, I don't think it's a terrible idea. I think that I've seen what alcohol can do to a person. I've seen what it does to someone with no self-control. And let me tell you, it's not pretty. It really isn't. So I have some really strong opinions when it comes to drinking and the effects of drinking and all this and that. So I said, yes, we probably should have a drinking license. We should at least make it as hard, like, to acquire alcoholic beverages, it should be at least as hard as it is to get weed in California. Which isn't that hard anymore these days, so I'm not really saying it's not really that harsh. They're very similar when it comes to, you know, recreational use. They don't do as much harm to you as, you know, any other substances do. So I put down that I agreed with him to an extent, because I really don't believe that someone should get in trouble for a minor drinking offense. I mean, of course, if it's something big like a DUI or violence or anything like that, then sure, yeah, lock them up, you know? That's what you've gotten yourself into for not drinking responsibly, for doing terrible decisions. I don't want to sound too harsh, I know, but my opinions on drinking are pretty strong. So we turn in our assignment and we go to nutrition break. I see the friends that I haven't seen for weeks. And, well, nothing really changes. I still stand at the same spot. I still talk to as many as I used to back then. They all look the same, except for one of them who changed the color of their hair over the summer. I really like it, by the way. I don't know if you know that I'm talking about you, but you probably do. It suits you. Anyway, nutrition break is over. I go to my third class of the day, which is graphic design. Now, this class is probably the one that I'm most interested in, besides AP Art Studio and, well, I guess those are the only ones I'm interested in. I've always wanted to get into graphic design, but I never knew if it was right for me, and this is the perfect opportunity to see that if it is, you know, if I like it, I might actually end up applying to a college to major in it. These are things that I have to know. Do I like graphic design? Am I good at it? Could I make a living off of it? This is what I got this class for. And I'm excited. I really am. The thing I'm most excited about is designing an album cover, which is, well, it's pretty cool. I had this family member who calls himself a musician. He's kind of like a hip-hop artist, you know. He has a SoundCloud. He makes songs. He tells me, hey, mijo, listen, I want you to design an album cover for me. I'm going to send you a photo, and I would really like it if you could, like, add your own personal touch to it, you know, and it would be my album cover. And I said, oh, that sounds awesome, Theo. I'll do it. 2 years later, and I still haven't done it. So, I don't know. But, hey, who knows? If I learn how to do this in the graphic design course, I might actually do it for him. That is, if he's still interested. So, not a lot happens in this class. He tells us about the programs we're going to use and so on. We go to the last period of the... No, we go to lunch. We go to lunch. And I have a pretty chill time. You know, friends say hi to me. I feel nice about it. I feel nice and warm to the fact that they acknowledge that I'm there and they acknowledge that I exist. That's really nice. I say hi to them. I make a couple jokes. I put my own Eddie charm, and it kills my self-esteem. And, well, business as usual, really. I mean, not a lot has changed. It's not like anybody's come up to me to confess something, to say, hey, Eddie, I really gotta tell you this, man. It turns out we're actually biological brothers. So, I don't know what to think about this. No, nothing like that ever happens. But it's nice. It really is. Everybody was there. And just being in the presence of friends was enough to, you know, brighten my day up a little bit. Even though only about three of them talked to me. But, you know, I don't want you guys to think that you're obligated to talk to me. It's just, you know, nice to get a hello here and then. Okay, enough of that. Really, enough of that. Lunch is over. I've eaten a chicken sandwich. I go to the last class of the day, which is AP Art Studio. The class is very small, actually. It's around 10 people, I think. And which is a pretty good thing because, you know, you get more time. Like, you know, the teacher doesn't have to tend to, like, a whole class of, like, 30 kids. So you get more time to, well, you know what I mean. So we're introducing ourselves. I say, hey, I'm me, and I do this, and whatever. And it's nice. It's okay. It's cool. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I'm sitting next to friends. I hope I do a better job than last year. I didn't even take the AP exam that was, that we were meant to take. But I hope this year turns out better. So far, it's a better start than I've gotten before. It really is. I'm optimistic. I really am. That class ends, and we leave. You know, the whole, you know, it's the end of the day. And I walk with my friends, and I wait where I usually wait to get picked up. And my dad says, hey, there's a whole lot of traffic. I'll be there late. Just wait for me in a shade or something. And I'm talking to this friend of mine. And then she leaves. And then I talk to my brother. And he tells me about what's been going on and how he's been feeling. And then we get picked up. And that was pretty much it. That was the first day of senior year. I would have started earlier, but I was sick to my stomach. Literally. And, well, I'm better now. So, yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening to me ramble on and on about my day and what's been going on with me. I'm pretty sure very few of you have actually gotten to the end of this episode. But to those who did, I'm thankful. I really am. Thank you for all the support. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Morning, afternoon, night, whatever, whenever. I just hope that you stay safe. And I just hope that you're happy. And that's it. Goodbye. Farewell. See ya.